Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross. We've all seen the pictures from the southern border. There are thousands of people trying to get in, some sneaking across, some lining up at the legal ports of entry and claiming asylum. The president would like to get control of this, but the courts have repeatedly said, no, you can't just tell people who've crossed into the U.S. to turn around and go home. Question is, why not? Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. So why is it that a president can't tell people who are seeking asylum, we're full, you can't come in?
Well, because asylum is a feature of U.S. law. It's another path that someone can try to use to be considered for admission to the country without having a visa, without having legal documentation. So, you know, in the typical case, if you're trying to come across the border illegally to, you know, work, for example, and they catch you, they'll simply send you back. Under asylum, we want people who are trying to get into the country who have a legitimate fear of persecution to have an opportunity to make their case to a judge. And persecution can be because of your race, your religion, your nationality, political affiliation, social group. What's happening is that thousands of families are coming up from Central America, and individuals are coming up from Central America trying to get into the country, and they're trying to use the asylum mechanism, and they're arguing that they are have a fear for their lives. They're fearful of gang violence, or women are fearful of domestic violence or experiencing domestic violence. So they're arguing they qualify for asylum. Well, they're supposed to be able to argue their case in front of a judge before they're sent back. And the administration is saying, no, we're going to send you back to Mexico while you wait for your chance for a hearing before a judge, instead of letting you stay in the country while you wait your turn to see a judge.
Of course, the president's arguing that you can just say that you're being persecuted, and unless somebody's actually in hot pursuit of you as you approach the border, how do you prove that? And he's also saying that even if you are if you're making it up, we are so understaffed that there is no choice but to let you in because we can't give you a hearing. We don't have the people to do it.
Well, you know, that's not true. I mean, the system is extremely crowded now, so it takes months to actually get a hearing. And it is true that, you know, in order to get in line for a hearing, you basically claim that you are fearful of persecution. But to actually be granted asylum, you have to provide evidence. And most asylum petitions are rejected. So when you get in front of a judge, the whole point is you put on your case, so to speak. You should have legal representation. You should have an interpreter. You get a chance to put on your evidence that you have a legitimate fear of persecution on one of the five grounds that the law provides. But to get in line for that opportunity, the president's right. You simply have to make that claim. But he's wrong if he suggests that simply making the claim means you get to stay in the country forever. That's not true.
So then how should it be handled if you have this overwhelming number of people, all of whom potentially could claim asylum? What do you do with them if you can't get them all a hearing right away?
Well, the judge in California ruled that what you can't do is simply send them back across the border.
Yeah.
And tell them they have to stay there until they have a chance for a hearing. And he's saying that because that's what he's finding the law to say. The Justice Department argued that asylum seekers who are sent back to Mexico are not eligible for protections while they wait for their hearing before a judge. He wasn't persuaded by that. He thinks that they are eligible for judicial process for that kind of protection. That's basically the issue, is what the statute says. And the judge's job is to – he's not making the law here, is to apply the law. So what the administration would need to do to be really be in the clear on this is to get Congress to change the law.
This might end up justifying the president's argument for a wall, because Congress, as we know, is incapable of doing a comprehensive immigration reform. And in the meantime, the net effect of all these court decisions is, if you step foot across the border and that foot touches U.S. territory and you claim asylum, you can't be turned away. So the president would argue, look, my hands are tied at this point. All I can do is try to build an impermeable wall so they can't step on U.S. territory, and we have at least some chance of controlling this crowd of people.
You know, you can put a wall up, but there are still legal points of entry, and some of these people are walking in there, places like Tijuana or, you know, San Ysidro. You can't seal off. He's threatened to do it, but you can't really seal off the border. and more people are just walking across saying, I don't have papers. They're essentially turning themselves in. Some people are being caught, but a lot of the folks are just, you know, stepping across and surrendering. That, is, in a sense, is exactly what the asylum law provides for, right? Yeah. Is that you, if you feel like you're about to become the victim of a local Holocaust, you should be allowed in to make your case for asylum. But it gets a lot harder when we talk about societal problems like, you know, generalized problems like gang violence and domestic violence, and whether that's really what was intended when the asylum law was drafted.
Right. Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Aristopoint Employee Benefit Consultants. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.